Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know what a sobriquet is? A sobriquet? Well, it's the same thing as an epithet. Now, do you know what an epithet is? It's basically a nickname. A nickname. Someone who had a proclivity for using nicknames was President George W. Bush, whose own sobriquet was W. He enjoyed employing epithets for his White House staff. For instance, the Blade was the Office of Management and Budget Director's epithet, Mitch Daniels. The budget director often has to make cuts, so he was aptly called the Blade. The budget director, or rather the nickname, Brother George, was applied to the CIA director, George Tenet, referring to Big Brother is watching you, from Orson Welles' novel, 1984. The CIA is watching you. W also had nicknames for other politicians. For example, he referred to Russian President Vladimir Putin as Putiput. Now that'll start a world war. And California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger as Conan the Republican. The president's penchant for nicknames reflected his jovial and jocular nature. He enjoyed joking with and teasing friends and colleagues. But knowing someone's name, and much more so, giving them a name, even a nickname, carries a more subtle dynamic. It gives you a certain power over that person. I see this whenever I visit our school. If a child is misbehaving and I say, "Susie, please stop doing that," she immediately sits up in her seat and stops because I said her name. But if I say vaguely, "Hey you, please stop doing that," she will simply ignore me. To know someone's name, or even to bestow a sobriquet, exerts a certain power and influence over that person. Knowing another's name means wielding great power, and with great power comes great responsibility. In the gospel today, we see several examples of epithets and sobriquets and the ensuing power of knowing and bestowing that name. Andrew announces to his brother Simon that we have found the Messiah, which is translated Christ. Andrew knows Jesus' essential epithet, that he is the Mashiach, the anointed one of God. And that knowledge of Jesus' identity gives Andrew the power to be an apostle to Simon. Next, Jesus looks at Simon, like W, looked at his staff and said, "You are Simon, the son of John, and you will be called Kephas," which is translated Peter. But unlike President Bush's sobriquets, which empowered the president, Jesus' nickname empowers the person who receives the name, revealing his or her deepest identity and ultimate destiny. Knowing a name, even if it is nothing but a nickname, carries great power and great responsibility. I learned this lesson personally about the power of names when I wrote my first book of homilies. Archbishop Peter Sarton, who wrote the foreword to that book, also reviewed the book and gently advised me about mentioning people by name in the book, even as an epithet. He suggested that I only use a person's name with their permission and always speak of people in a positive light. What an ideal rule of thumb. Whenever we speak about other people by name, do we have their permission, even tacitly, to use their name or nickname? And when we do utter their name, do we do so in the most positive light possible? After all, wouldn't we want others to treat our name with the same respect and goodwill? Wouldn't you want someone to mention you in the best possible light if you appeared in their book? In other words, every sobriquet should be somewhat sober. Praised be Jesus Christ.